For today's public share, I'm supposed to consider what I enjoyed doing when I was 10 years old, to discuss some of your favorite experiences and interests from childhood, and then to share if I see any connections between those experiences and views that I have today. I'm the type of girl who dances for farm animals. That's right, farm. That's what I said. When I was 10, I was in third and fourth grade, I guess. But it doesn't really matter because I did this throughout my entire childhood. So basically from the time I was, going to grade school all the way through until probably junior high, I started to wind down on this activity. And the things I liked to do were dance to music on my back porch and roller skate. And I'll go ahead and alleviate your suspense and cut to the chase. I'm not doing any of those things professionally today. Where I grew up was in a small town in Missouri, and my house was actually even further out from where I went to school with my little sister on our back porch. And we would do dance shows for each other, where we'd take turns and we'd share our interpretations of songs from Flashdance, Michael Jackson songs, Madonna, some of my favorites, and my favorite winning move was to dramatically turn at the beginning of the song and do some slick moves before jumping off of the big step onto the patio beneath it, where I would expand the story through the magic of dance, and it was awesome. And I took piano lessons. My sister took piano and dance. In spite of my drive to dance, my parents thought I was too chubby to spend money on sending me to dance class, and they told me as much. And they probably thought that by telling me that would help me to, change my weight or something, and they thought that maybe I'd embarrass them in my too tight leotards. I was ashamed of this. This was part of many discussions where I was told that my weight was a problem when I was a kid. And so I was so ashamed of this that I didn't even think to argue with them, that I liked it better, that while my sister was inside playing Barbies, that I was the one who would do anything to go to dance classes. I didn't even argue because I thought, they're right, they're right, but they're also wrong. And I didn't think that I should argue with my parents. I also think that I was too ashamed to do it at the time. I just accepted it and moved on and danced and danced and danced on my back porch every day after school until my parents would start to get home, and sometimes even still dance after that. I mean, that was my after school activity. I loved to imagine that there was this big audience out there, and I would even imagine that tour buses would break down on some of the highways and they get lost in the woods leading up to my house, and that somehow somehow these famous people would be tromping through the woods and they'd hear the music and they'd look through and they'd see fantastic me dancing on the back porch, and I was just waiting to be discovered in small town Missouri. I mean, not even small town. I'm telling you, like, I could have gone to a river. I could go and feed catfish in our pond. I could dance for the cattle. But I tried practicing telepathy on the dogs and cats, my pets that lived outside. But there certainly was not a chance that I would be discovered out there. So I danced and I danced, and I was a sweaty, chubby, happy kid dancing and performing on my back porch. And I could imagine a world very different for me as a grown-up. And I think I started telling myself stories even then about how I would get out and show them. I did. I thought in my head, I thought over and over again, it was probably more sacred and devout than any prayer. I God, I'm gonna cry. I told myself, I'll show you. You know, they'll see. And I think that's maybe the truest story I could probably ever tell anyone about who I am, actually. I'm a sweaty little chubby kid who refuses to stop dancing to music on her back porch in Missouri. I did not stop then. I won't stop now. I'm far from Missouri. I'm far from that back porch. I'm not technically that chubby little kid anymore. I'm like a chubby older adult. But I won't stop. And anytime somebody says or indicates or talks behind my back or whatever, and it comes back to me and they say, she doesn't have a business plan, or she doesn't know what she's doing, or look at who she thinks she is. Oh, I hear, and it hurts and it cuts. But God, if you couldn't stop me from dancing on my back porch back then in Missouri, I just danced harder and faster. I got even sweatier. And chubby doesn't look sweaty, guys. I didn't stop, and I won't stop now. And I'll show them. So, wow, deep thoughts. All right, so what did you enjoy doing when you were 10 years old? I would love to hear in the comments. You can comment back if you're listening on Anchor. And you can also comment on social media if you run across this there. And if you're listening as, you know, I'm adding these anchor posts to my flash briefings. If you're listening to this and this resonates with you and you have something you want to share, or you just want to say, hey, you can dance and be chubby and it doesn't even matter, then share that with me too. I would love to hear what you think and more about your own experiences. What did you enjoy when you were 10 years old? Special thanks to my speaking coach, Jamia, who is helping me to answer. She's giving me these questions as prompts to talk about. And as a result, I'm crying on a Wednesday morning. All right. I will talk to you guys later. Bye.